Yerushalmi, Yevamah, Staff Gimel, we're starting from Beis Amud Beis where we left off. Well, it continues the discussion of the Chameshas Reinashim. Where do we see, why 15, why not more, why not less? Where did the Mishnah get this number from? So the Gemara says, Lady Bakusia, Zasusei, Boy, Mekamin Rabbi. His explanation, why you say 15, say 16. Why? Left out Iman Usazavit. Yeah, the one, a person's mother who was Anusa, but Anusa Zavit. In other words, the father was Ma'anis her, but didn't marry her. So Nesula coming up, and she was married, and then was married to the brother. So now it fell to the son for Yivam. So obviously the Mishnah included one of the Zomis Ashes Aviv. So if Reuven was married to a woman, and he died and fell to Shimon and his brother, but that woman was his father's wife, so that was his stepmother. We know the Mishnah already said it's us. So she's Yavim. He's part of her and her tzara. But what about if she wasn't Ashes of it? She was Anusas of it. Would that be included in the din? Would that be included in the mitzvah? You're married to us. So that would be good. Why isn't that included? It's number 16. Why wouldn't that be included? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi said to him, Nikar also ish in the Mokot. I see this very sharp answer. Apparently, this man has no brain in his head. In other words, he was his Talmud, and he spoke very strongly. The Gemara says, why? What was his strong response? Why did he say this? It's good kasha. So Gemara said, "Begin Rav Yehuda." Gemara said, "The reason why he said it's Rav Yehuda is Otsmin Esavim Mister Avim." Yehuda said, "He is to marry a person who is an Esavim Mister Avim." According to Rav Yehuda, that halacha it would be aser. It was not Mishnah listed, so why would it be included in the Mishnah? So the only two my cases that are married, not cases that are stam, that are not that are clear, that are not included. Says the Gemara. So the Kabbalah to explain that the he said to him since these are my clocus, whether it be included or not, we only talk about cases that are cleared, that are not in my clocus. So why would being talk about cases that are not? He doesn't talk about cases that are not included. He got angry at the Shaila because we're talking about cases that are clearly usher, not cases that are that are of conflict, that are a Shaila, the my clocus, that whether to be considered usher or not, and therefore that's why it's not included. The Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Kushta Tafsa Kedusha Bay." Because didn't Rabbi Yehuda say Alakav a person went ahead and was Makadesh a woman that his father the Nusas Aviv Mufata Aviv? The Alaka takes effect. So you see the quantity of Menachanami that it would be considered shy to get married. So mainly, therefore, it's a shy to Maklokis whether it would fall out, whether it be considered or not. Since Lamaisa Kedusha be Toface, so therefore it would be the Alaka would be since the covenant to explain. Then Mela, according to one opinion, it would be considered a good. You'd be able to be Yavim. That's why the Mishnah didn't include it. They didn't include it into that case. So Gemara says, if that's so, let the Mishnah say, look in the Mishnah be said before. There are six Kerevs that are Kamurus, even more common than the Mishnah's, the ones that listen to the Mishnah. Mishnah is Lakim, because they're married to others. So it's Soros Matan, they're Soros be Mutter. Even though considered us, they're married to others, yet those luck with Soros be Mutter such a case. Those things are more chumrah to get in. Turn around, Yuchim, what the case we're talking about? Even because of the Selah of Lebe Aveva. They will, in his case, we're allowed to marry their brother without any sin or Isser. So I said, but Turn around, this, we put them in Kalitza with Yivam. We cool it, and look how Yelim Ruth is other, and this up there, not included in this other. Would not be included in that case. So it must have not included in that case, it would be considered Asr. You don't have to include in the Mishnah, there'd be Asr anyway. So it must, that can't be the case. Lama, why did they include in the Mishnah? The Mishnah included. We don't accept that answer. Those should be included. According to Rechil, the case of the Bryce of Rechil. But since that, why did the case include it? Surely it should be included. It should be included in the Mishnah. We know the case of Rechil's Bryce, we're talking included in the Mishnah. They included the Bryce. And they were talking part of the Yivam. They were included the extra cases of the Mishnah. And Bryce included them. So if for the case for that so, then in the Chanami they would be included. The question, why the other case of Anusa Sav and Nisima, why aren't they included? they also be included. Again, today we'll learn the case on the case in the Mishnah B'lai. There's a reason why they're not included. Those are Yivim, the sister that's considered Yivamta, the Chalitza Yivest, either Chalitza Yivim. I must got close to Chalitza, only to make it to Chalitza Yivim to be Savemis. Chalitza Yivim, Anusav, Nusulacha Me'aviv. A case of Anusav, which is married to the brother's wife, which means that would fall to Yivim. In case, no said Alaka, it could be considered Asir. It would never be included, it would never fall. So if the Mishnah is not included, the case of which is also Arias in our Mishnah. Mishnah is to my cases that are included where they'd fall to the brother, they fall to a possible Yivim case. This case would never fall, would never be included, this case in here, because this case would never be included. Because Lamaisa, they would just, we know she's mutter, she's potter, she would be potter from Yivim Mechalitza, it would not be a Chiddush. We know it's potter because she's, the whole relationship's usher. The marriage is usher, says the Korban Eidah. So we know it would be included, it would be excluded. If it would be excluded, then that case would not be, there was no reason to bring it in the case of the Mishnah. It's not included for that particular reason. So the Gemara says, if told us to another case, he's a ba'isti alma, if Shimon ben Lakish boy, this day she had, let's turn 16, not 15, 16. Why? Well, the case of Chalutza Paterasa Rasa, the case of, including the case of a co-wife, the halacha is Chalutza of these cases with Patra the wife as well. So they've included the Patra's wife as well. That's why it's not included in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Amar v'yibayim kamei Yosi lomenis the white taka is not included. It should be included. Why are you saying it's excluded? It would be excluded because it's be potter from chalitza." The Gemara says, "The reason why, but again, Rabbi Kiva, yesh kiviyesh mamz of chalutza is a mamz of chalutza. Person who goes ahead, has relations with the chalutza's ishto, the chalutza's of vimto, it would be considered over an iser. You said yesh kiviyesh mamzer. So the case is a mamzer. Then you see that would like a fool. It can't fall because it's an iser mamz." It is not the Rabbanim, but the case of according to Rabbanim who disagreed Rabbi Kiva, they would before they would be Kedushin Tov face, and not a din mamzer, but let that be included in the Mishnah. Eloi, see some Mishnah, Lemilon, Kalam, and Mudulay. But in case the Mishnah don't tell them the case everyone agrees to, not the case of Machlokes Tanoim. That's why it's not included in the list. It has to be where it's clear according to everybody. He said, "You get Sabasti, Rabbi Imo." So he said, "Look, would be same applies. Case of Rabbi Imo's case, and the same look of the case over here. Since it's not according to everybody, it's a different in Machlokes Tanoim. The Mele, therefore, would not be included." Mar says, according to that, there are two different explanations. Yasi, b'chlipag v'yochanam shimon melakish. Yasi, the quantum machlokish v'shimon melakish by chalutza. V'yochanam amayinu chayiv in a chalutza. You're not chayiv, nisir. You have a relation with the chalutza, it's not an erva. It's not an erva to him. Yachin achayiv in a chalutza. And the brothers are chayiv in a chalutza. Benu benachim, either he or the brothers are chayiv in a tzara. They're chayiv in a tzara as well. Shimon melakish shimon benu. Benu benachim in a chayiv. Both him and their brothers are not chayiv in a chalutza. Not in a chalutza, not in a tzara. They see that the machlokas, whether it be mutter or not, maybe any mach v'shemusa or yisur changes around the yisur. So kundra shemen lakish would be considered. So kundra yochum be the one that be yisur. But either way, we see why it's not included because lamaisa according to that sheet, the chalutz would be mutter. So Gemara says, "I'm observing with kundra v'yasi." He went ahead and changed around. Why would he change around Yochanan? What's the reason why he changed the sheetahs of Yochanan Shimon Malakash around? What was the reason why? So Gemara says, you know why? Vyasa explains, because Lamaisa, Titan, Eitan, Yisrael, Yochanan. Yochanan really had two different sheetahs in the matter. Two different opinions. One that is Yisakaris, Yechayev. The other said, you're not Chayev Yisakaris. Samela, he wasn't sure, so therefore he changed his mind. Gemara says, "I feel from Avin Avin is Rav Yochanan. He'd be telling me that Rav Yochanan had two shitas. That Rav Yochanan Shimon Lakish and Lakish. Because Rav Shimon Lakish also had two opinions. And mainly, therefore, we want to change it around. That's a kiddush. That's not only Rav Yochanan had two shitas, but Shimon Lakish had also two shitas in the same halakha. They're arguing both cases. That's very far fetched to say that both of them had two shitas here. Therefore, it would be only be going to one, and therefore, it's not included because it's a machlokas. I said, then we have a third sheet in Rav Yochanan." In Rish Lakish, Milsa Rav Yisrael Astori by Sadr Avimi, Milayi Rav Yosef Milayami. We have a case that's a riot of Yosef Milayami. The Amavchir by Shmuel French, Bishem Lichir by Rabba. Both of them said the Machlokas Shmuel Lichir by Rabba. A Komodim Betzora Shichayev. Everyone agrees by Betzora that Chalitza Tzora is Chayev. Ma Pliga Mechilim. What are we arguing about Chalitza? Rav Yochanan Ma Enu Chayev Chalitza. Ina Chayev Chalutza. We Akan Chayev Chalutza. And the brother said you Chayev Chalutza. So we see that we have two different versions. Rav Yochanan holds this is the final version of Yasi holds. Rav Yochanan holds the Shita that the Archiv Kares. And Rav Yochanan Shimon Lakish does not. That's why he changed. That's why he turned it around. So the Gemara says, if that's the case in the Machlokas of Mara, he wants to know, what is the Machlokas of Yasin, Machia Barava? What is the Machlokas? Marsim Lain Rabbanam Bechutz Patur. According to the words we're saying, before Chalitza's Patur. Gemara says, Shimon Bar Yochai Rav Yochanan Yisrael Shemai Mechutz Meir. What's the Chalitza Gerusha? Why is a Chalitza? Everyone agrees that a Gerusha that that's Yisur. It's Gerusha's Aviv. Gerusha's Achiv is Aser. Why Chalitza's Aviv is not? Why is there a Machlokas in that? What's the difference between the two? Either case, it should be considered Aser. So Gemara Yolei Atzav Chalitza Kenyan. We owe the Chalitza as an acquisition of Kenyan. So a gift for the chalitz acquires the chalitza as a wife. He's a kinyan. Ain't really a patur. It's only a patur. Really, you're a koina, but the chalitza is a patur. The patas you, releases you from the zika. But lemais, it's a kinyan. So if it's a kinyan, maybe that's a nafkamina of the two. So Gemara says, if that's so, that's your kasha. Ain't achan chayov and aleh mishumeshes achalachos. Gemara said that we say the halacha applies that we don't assume. A brother is not chayav meishes ishto a chalutza. Chayav lo mishemeshes ashal mes. The chayav meishes ashal mes. Even if they're not chayav meishes chalutza, they should be chayav meishes ach. They should be chayav. And therefore, because of the nadine, in that case, over here would come out, the Yochanan's opinion would be in the Mishnah, they would come out that both of them would agree that both of them would be chayav chiv karis. If you had bia with the chalutza, both would be chayav karis. Both of Yasim and both agree that you're chayav karis. There's no maklokis in that case. So Gemara says, if so, then what's Rechia Barabba saying that this is a machlokas of Shemin Lokesh of Yochanan? What's to be with the machlokas? With the boy, he has the kash. Command you, Amen, Shemayach, Ben Al, Mechalus. Just like we said before, both of them agree that if you have big brothers, a chayav on Chorus, a chalet, a chalutza, a chayav alishas, chalutza, a bichayav, a chayav on Atzara, but you chayav on Atzara, Nikolay, and a chayav on Chalutza, I'll tell you the same thing should apply. Maybe in a chayav on Chalutza, so Kavanir lift to look, you already partnered with the Chalutza. So you are, you want pot, you didn't do directly pot to her. So you chayv on the tzara. Not you chayv on the chalutza and pot on the tzara, but you chayv on the tzara and pot on the chalutza. But chayv on the tzara, but the brothers, what's in between the brothers being the chalutza? She's been off between both of them. So what's in between the brothers by them, between the chalutza and the tzara? So chazur amma and ati yodei mishamad mechav. You don't know what you're chayv for. You don't know what you're chayav for. You're chayav because you're ishtar shel koilets, or you're chayav because ishtar shel meis. What's the purpose of the chiyav? What's the reason why you're chayav? So Yom Yosi Ma'atzava, you think you're chayav a chalitza kenyanim, the chalitza is a kenyan, and here a patur, it's only a patur. You're not going to chayav in a lebi shemesh yourself as a lisa, and not chayav a lebesh as a shabalisa. I'm a chayav in a lebi shemesh yourself as a lebi shemesh yourself as a lebi shemesh. They were not sure what the chiyav is. That's why it's not included in the case of the Mishnah, another case. Because we don't know what the case is. We don't know which one the chiv is for. With Musufik, which one is it? Is it a chiv on the patur of the brother, the chalutza? Or is it a patur on the tzara? Which one is the chiv? We're not sure. And therefore, since we're not sure what the exact chiv is, we left that out. We know it's usher, but we don't know what the chiv is. Therefore, we leave it out of the minyan of the cases in the Mishnah, of which ones are considered the tzara, which ones considered the erev or not, and that's now why it's not included in the 15, it's not included into another one, and it's left out of the mix. Continue from here tomorrow.